Thank you, Jennifer, and thank you to the officer team and the executive committee for giving me this great honor and privilege to be your CEO. Funny little note, the first time I ever applied for a job with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in the Washington, D.C. office, I was turned down. But I wanted to be here, and I never could have imagined to have this opportunity, and I'm looking forward to it. We go to the first slide, Barb. And we're going to evolve this association. And we have started by taking a whole new approach to the way we communicate. We're not going to sit back anymore. We're not going to take the rocks being thrown at us. We're not going to tolerate the misinformation, in some cases, the blatant lies that are told about this association. We have nothing to apologize for, and we can defend everything that we do. We can defend it because of you, because this is a grassroots association that is driven and led by each and every one of you, and we need to make sure that everybody knows that. So we started by calling out the Organization for Competitive Markets, and every month we have taken on a new approach and a new issue. It's all about filling the void. Whenever there is a void in the conversation, it will get filled. We need to make sure that we fill it first, because those that are out there that want to do us harm are more than happy to fill that void. So let's spread the facts. We started by exposing some of those groups, and the Organization for Competitive Markets is a great example. What you see here is the tangled web made up of many of those organizations that we can point directly back to the Humane Society of the United States. Humane Society of the United States being public enemy number one for every single one of us in this room. And that bright red line shows that direct connection from HSUS to OCM. So while they may go to Omaha and talk about stopping the stealing, they weren't being upfront with those they were trying to recruit to come along. They weren't upfront with their executive director at the time and their new executive director, both having been employees of the Humane Society of the United States, and the fact that they take money directly from the Humane Society of the United States. Now you know. Take it to your neighbors. Take it to those who ask the questions. We have to defend ourselves. In order to do that, it is my job to make sure that we continue to give you these facts. Next slide, Barb. It's also trying to make a connection with everybody, not only you as producers, but also to the consumers. And we're talking about today's consumers. We have to look at the way they communicate. I'm on Twitter now. I'm taking a page from the president and decided if he can do it, I can do it. So follow me. And if you're in the camp that just doesn't like me, you'll find a lot of kindred spirits in the comments section. You have to have a thick hide to be on Twitter, my friends. But it is a tremendous tool to once again get those facts out. And the facts are truly on our side. And we're excited about what this association is doing. Next slide. We are a proud contractor of the National Beef Checkoff. And one of the opportunities and challenges that I have found in this new role is getting to know more about what we do. And over the past year, we've been able to use the new refreshed Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign to reach more than a billion touches with consumers and individuals. Just to give you a little perspective, many of you are probably familiar with TED Talks. TED Talks are pretty famous. They bring in experts, they come in, they make quick presentations, you see them around the world. It took TED Talks 6 years to have a billion impressions. We did it in one. So again, nicely done, Beef. Next slide. And it's the investment that makes it happen. That's why we will continue to advocate for the Beef Checkoff, to protect the Beef Checkoff, and to ensure that these resources are available to all of us. NCBA as a contractor, you as a state beef council, all of you as investors, because the results just don't lie. When you look at the investment versus per capita net beef consumption, this is not coincidence. This is because of the effort that we put into it. When you look at the next slide, with the campaign that we are rolling out, where we are taking on that direct contact, we're being a little pithy. We're being a little punchy. And these are some of the great examples of the new campaign that is currently being rolled out, where we're tackling the myths, we're putting the facts out there, and making sure that our detractors, regardless of where they're at, understand that this is a strong industry, this is a viable industry, and we are the solution to climate change. We are not the cause of climate change. What a tremendous victory when the magistrate, looking at the RCAF decision, changed his position and made it very clear that what we're doing is right, what we're doing is proper, and that we are all good stewards of that checkoff dollar. National Cattlemen's Beef Association has made a commitment to continue this effort to ensure that we have the resources and the ability to see this through. We are going to fight it to the end, and we're going to make sure that we're victorious. Go to the next slide, please. Let's turn our attention to the policy side of NCBA. Now, this is small. We're going to get it to you. But the thing that I wanted you to see are all the green check marks out there. The administrator just talked about it. Secretary Perdue talked about many of those at the opening general session. We have had an unprecedented number of policy wins, and the only reason we were able to do it is because you believed enough in this association to approve a dues increase to give us more resources, which went to our Washington, D.C. office, where we have the premier lobbying group in Washington, D.C. that is on Capitol Hill every single day. They're in the White House every single day. They're in EPA, the Department of Interior, USDA, and because of that, we have delivered. We will continue to deliver, and it's exciting to be able to take this, show it to you, show it to all of our members who have been here this week, and illustrate the influence and the power of this association. Next slide, Barb. I work for you. I'm going to be transparent in what I do. And I want to hear from you. This is my cell phone number. Take a picture of it. Write it down. When you have an issue, when you have a concern, when you don't like a tweet, call me. I want to hear it from you first. I don't care how big it is. I don't care how small it is. Call me. Use this. I also text. So if you text me, my only request is make sure you put your name in there so I know who you are. But I will be transparent. I will be available. Because again, I work for you. Now the second request I have is to stay engaged. And that's why I put this second phone number on there. We're always asking you to contact your member of Congress. And those of you that are in the DC update, you found that we have new technologies to be able to make that a little bit easier. But sometimes the old-fashioned way still works. This is one of the toll-free numbers to the U.S. Capitol switchboard. 877-762-8762, which coincidentally spells out S-O-B-U-S-O-B, which I have always thought was appropriate given the people that you were calling on Capitol Hill. Use this number, engage. You can call it, you can ask to talk to your member of Congress, your two senators, or any other member of Congress, or any other senator, and talk about the issues. So this one's easy. SOB, you SOB. Next slide. I'm in it. It's not just a job for me. It's a passion. I believe in this association, but I also have a stake in it. This is my family. This is the crew of the Arbar Ranch. And in true Woodall form, we can't get anybody to look at the camera. I have a stake in this to make sure that it's viable. I have a stake in this to make sure that my wife and I, my brother and his wife, my sister and her husband, and all my nieces and nephews can continue doing what all of you are doing. I know which end of the cow does what. I'm here to lead from the front, not from a desk. We're going to take on all the challenges. We're going to be respectful, but we are going to punch. We'll always be professional. And I want to hear from you. So thank you for this tremendous honor. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate for your engagement. And again, call me, text me, follow my tweets. Thank you very much.